everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scoop. Scoop for the 20th of April. So today we've got Mars making a sextile to Uranus, Saturn making its exact semi-sextile to the Moon's north node, the Sun making a semi-square to Saturn, the Moon entering void of course, and Venus making its exact parallel to the Moon's north node. So Mars is sextile to Uranus, while Mars is in Aquarius and Uranus is in Aries, encourages us to take risks, embrace change, and go after new opportunities with confidence. It brings like a dynamic energy which can be used to think outside of the box, be creative, and some of us may experience breakthroughs, solutions to our problems, especially in technology or science or art right now. It can make us more assertive and independent, empowering us to take charge of our own lives and make bold decisions, encourages us to speak up for ourselves and to stand up for what is right, and it can also make us want to bring a bit more excitement and adventure into our life as well, and explore new territories and think and just be a bit more thrilling and you feel seeking, that is, yeah. But negatively, it can make us impulsive and restless, making it harder for us to focus on one thing for extended periods. So some of us may struggle with our routine and our careers right now as well. Make sure we think before we make impulsive decisions, think of the consequences, because you don't want something disastrous to happen. Also, because of us feeling more assertive and independent, this can add to conflicts because we may not be mindful of each other's boundaries. So it's just important to resolve disagreements as quick as can, giving grace, apologizing if necessary, accepting apologies if necessary, and just trying to diffuse conflict. Sometimes the best way to diffuse situations is to walk away. The best use of this energy is to take calculated risks, explore new ventures, focus on, you know, growing spiritually and personally, or in your career, or whatever it is you're working on. Strengthen your relationships with honest and respectful communication, allowing everybody to express their thoughts and feelings without becoming aggressive and confrontational. Be open to actively listening and seeking to understand different beliefs, perspectives, and if we do this, we can find common ground and strengthen our relationships through open and constructive dialogue. It encourages us to just see conflicts as opportunities for growth and understanding rather than obstacles to be avoided or ignored right now. Saturn's semi-sextile to the Moon's north node entered on the 10th of April. It's exact on the 20th of April and leaves on the 28th of April. Saturn's in Aquarius and the Moon's north node is in Pisces. So this energy helps us to be more intellectual and rational in our thinking, so helps us diffuse arguments as well, and helps us to take a mature approach to life and our emotional and spiritual growth. It can make us more innovative, more charitable as well, and have more compassion and tap into our intuition and seek and be open to more deeper and spiritual connections as well. It encourages us to examine our deepest fears and goals and wants us to reflect on our purpose in life and tap into our intuition and develop a deeper understanding of our spiritual journey. It's a time to listen to our inner voice and trust the guidance that it provides. It sort of like presents an opportunity for us to confront unresolved issues and release old patterns, or starting or continue the work of letting go of habits and thoughts that no longer serve us. And it wants us to take more conscious responsibility for our actions and our lives as well. Also, to confront our shadows and our fears and traumas, especially the ones that are holding us back from embracing and being our true selves as well. If we are prepared to take some time out for self-reflection right now, we can uncover hidden layers of our psyche and gain greater understanding of our emotional, psychological and spiritual landscape, and just uncover talents or things about ourselves that we don't know yet but need to know in order to grow. It wants us to establish healthier boundaries with others and ourselves, prioritizing our well-being whilst maintaining compassion for ourselves and others. it pushes us to recognise the importance of self-love, care, forgiveness and acceptance, and especially, you know, having these qualities and being open to these qualities in our relationships. And it reminds us that we can't never fully support anyone else if we neglect ourselves in the process. So it just wants us to be mindful of our energy and where we allocate, where we put our time and resources. We may find ourselves drawn to helping others or taking on too many responsibilities, but it's crucial to remember that we're not obligated to carry the burdens of others at the expense of our own well-being. We must set boundaries to protect our energy and our resources and maintain healthy relationships, starting with the one that each of us need to be having with ourselves. It wants us and enables us and supports us in communicating more effectively and assertively as well, and reminds us by honouring our boundaries and others as well, we can create a foundation of respect and mutual understanding in our relationships. And it's through these healthy boundaries that we can establish a sense of stability and find a balance between giving and receiving. The Sun semi-square to Saturn supports us in taking responsibility for our actions and making practical decisions and increasing our productivity and achievements, but negatively it can add to the sense of frustration or limitations. So it's important that we try and be patient right now, as these obstacles and delays are just testing how much we want things and our ability to overcome obstacles. So it's important to be disciplined and focused right now to achieve success. Best use of this energy is to use it to evaluate your current responsibilities and commitments, and just, you know, be open to becoming more self-resilient, disciplined and persevering over obstacles and setting realistic goals and creating a structured routine, and just looking at your routine in general and seeing what you need to change in order for it to support you in getting what you really want out of life. Venus is parallel to the Moon's North Node, supports us in embracing love within ourselves and in our relationships as well. It wants us to tap into our heart and intuitive wisdom and connect with the deeper essence of ourselves. And I know a lot of people find it hard to do this because we are so disconnected from our own beliefs, because we're trying to live up to so many different expectations, whether it be social media, actual media expectations, our family, our cultures and stuff, what our friends and lovers and partners and bosses and stuff expect of us. But it really wants us to get in touch and nurture our souls and our authentic selves and transform into the people that we really want to be. It wants us to look at our personal wounds so we can create healthier dynamics in the relationship with ourselves and others. Pushes us to and supports us in uncovering our subconscious fears and attachments that are toxic, bringing them to the surface so we can heal them, and just opening us up to the undercurrents that shape our experiences in love and relationships. And by doing this, by being vulnerable, we can create greater intimacy and understanding of ourselves and in our relationships. It also wants us to examine any patterns of codependency or disconnection in our lives that may be getting in the way of our ability to form healthy, fulfilling connections with ourselves and others as well. And just reminding us, when we address these things, we can create space for growth and transformation within ourselves and our relationships as well. It wants us to examine our authentic needs and the needs of others and our desires, and reminds us that a true connection between ourselves and others requires give and take, and wants us to find balance in giving and receiving. And some of you can explore shared values and beliefs and spiritual practices in your relationship, and this can help you have a deeper understanding of each other. And it really wants us to look at spiritual aspects, the deeper beyond surface level of our committed relationships as well. And it just reminds us that over the next few days, to be open and receptive to messages that our emotions are trying to tell us, and that our intuition can be a powerful guide at this this time, and I know some of you, as I said, can be caught off, because when we live in fear and depression and anxiety and stuff, we can have so many different voices, and it can be hard to discern that intuitive voice. If that's the case, try and tap into your logic instead, and just slowly work through the things that are cutting you off from your intuition, because it really is your inner compass. So yeah, that was the Daily Scopes for the 20th of April.